Now, hundreds of concerned parents are calling out against a decision by Cambridgeshire County Council to scrap a school bus in the county. That's according to one mum in Milton, just north of Cambridge. Currently, there's a free school bus service between Milton and Impington. The council says because of road improvements, the bus service is no longer needed. The parents there, though, don't agree. Our reporter Dave Webster is with some parents in Milton this morning. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dottie. It's a beautiful, crisp morning here in Milton. As you've been mentioning all morning, the sky is really, it's just a glass blue. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. And you may hear one or two cars going past. It's getting busy. The children are starting to go to school. And the reason why we're here this morning is because there are concerns about some of the school children who have to walk or travel from Impington to get to the schools in Milton. Now, I've driven that road this morning. To get from Milton to Impington, apologies. And I've driven that road this morning, and it looks to be a fairly busy one. And also the cycle path or the footpath that's just to one side of the road, half of it possibly isn't as great as you'd want it to. There's quite a bit of pea gravel on it, and it's also very close to a recycling centre and a business park. Now, I've got two parents here this morning, and also one of the school children, Sally Champion, who's got a boy and a girl. I've got Ian Hannah, who's got two girls, and we'll be coming to 10-year-old Jordan in just a moment. But first of all, Sally, what's the main problem?
I think the main problem is that it's a long route in all weathers that is quite a rural road, but with a 60 mile an hour speed limit. And I don't particularly want my 11-year-old child having to go along there on a dark night, even with me as an accompanied parent, and I just don't think it's safe.
There is a pathway to one side and the road has been improved.
There is, but there are times when that pathway isn't wide enough for me to walk with my child to accompany him. And given that there are buses and vans and lorries that will be speeding along there at up to 60 miles an hour, and let's face it, probably a little bit more, with a big ditch on the other side and it's not lit, I'm not comfortable with walking that, let alone him.
And Ian Hannah, you've got two girls. You've received a letter.
Yes, we received a letter in a post on Saturday morning. We've got a limited period to actually appeal to this cancelling of the sort of withdrawal of the bus. We haven't been given a lot of time to actually react and do something about it and try and get it overturned.
How long have you been given?
We're given 3 weeks, but given there's bank holidays in there and weekends, and we haven't actually been given the full 3 weeks anyway.
Now, there's a lot of, or we hear a lot about, children who need to exercise more, who need to be fitter. Shouldn't children be walking and cycling to school anyway?
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. And I agree that in the spring and summer, people can cycle and walk, even though there's problems with the volume of children going to school. But in winter, that route can be treacherous. There's no lighting and the weather is exposed. It's you know, you've got nothing around there. It's a very scary route, even for an adult.
Well, let's come to Jordan, who's 10. Now, Jordan, what do you think of that road?
Well, I think it's really dangerous because, as Sally said, there's cars coming at a speed, and I'm going to presumably walk in that next year, and I don't want to be walking on a thin path with a big ditch next to it. I wouldn't feel safe.
And having gone down that road and seen the pathway, you're really close to what could be some really big lorries going to the recycling centre. How do you feel about that? Have you ever been cycling or walking past as a lorry goes past?
Well, I haven't, but I've done that on other roads, and I know that it sort of gives you a scared feeling because you don't know, because they're more wider, it makes you feel a bit scared because, you know, it's closer to you than a normal car would be. And also, as you go past, like, other bits, like there's a recycling centre down the road, there'll be lorries going in there, and you'll have to cross over a road with maybe lorries.
Well, Sally Champion, what do you want to see happens now? You've received a letter, you've got the chance to appeal.
Well, I'd like to see the council either upgrade the route so it's completely safe and acknowledge the fact that, as Jordan has said, that people will cycle. I know they might say that it's safe to walk, but I think the reality is that people will cycle. So either upgrade the route, put all the safety measures so that they're not putting our children's lives at risk, or keep the bus going as a service until they've done those measures.
And Dottie, even though we've spoken to Sally and Ian. They're just one of many parents that are out here this morning in Milton. So on a beautiful sunny day where there's not too much traffic at the moment, but then again, it is only just after 7 o'clock. Back to you in the studio.
Dave, thank you very much. Well, let's talk to Hazel Bellchamber, who's the head of schools organisation and planning at Cambridgeshire County Council. Hazel, we've heard from Impington Village College. We've heard from large numbers of parents, parish councillors, a child himself there saying that they don't feel this route is safe. What do you say to that?
Well, I certainly appreciate that parents have very genuine concerns, and obviously we've just been hearing some of those. And clearly they wish to have those concerns heard and listened to, which is why every parent is offered the right of appeal. We do have a very well-established appeals process, and I'm sure many parents are going to exercise their right to take up that appeal. In terms of the issues that have been raised over the safety of the route, I'd just like to stress that this is certainly not a case of the council seeking to save money by withdrawing free transport at the expense of children's safety. We would not be proposing the change unless we were satisfied it met our criteria as an available walking route. And I would stress also that the route has been assessed by one of our road safety officers who's got many years of experience. So obviously, say we do provide this appeals process. Parents have until the 30th of June, that's when the appeals will be heard, to put forward their cases. We feel that's giving them sufficient and plenty of time to do that.
But Hazel, you said it's been assessed as a safe walking route.
No, I said
what about cycling?
It's an available walking route, so it meets the council's criteria as an available walking route. So that's the route which is available for a child to walk accompanied by an adult as necessary.
But you heard Sally there saying, and I suspect she's right, that realistically, kids won't want to walk 3 miles into school and 3 miles back. It'll take too long, so many will cycle. Is it safe for cycling along there with all of the lorries going to the recycling centre?
Well, we base it on walking. That's very clearly the criteria that we meet. In terms of the walking distance, the government sets the statutory walking distance at 3 miles for a child of secondary school age. The distance between Milton and Impington is under that distance. The reason we currently provide transport is because up until the improvements to that route, we did consider it to not be available for a child to walk to school. We do accept that many will opt to cycle, which certainly we encourage both walking and cycling as obviously healthy forms of getting children to and from school. Ultimately, that will be down to parents' decisions. I would also want to say that we are committed to working with the bus operators to find a way of providing a service which parents can pay to use, but we would need sufficient numbers of parents to sign up for this to make it financially viable for the operators. And the letter that was alluded to gives details of how they can register their interest. So we are looking at alternative options as well.
I mean, surely you can see that if the parents thought that this route was safe, they would want their kids to cycle to school, or they would want their kids to walk to school, because, you know, they know it's healthy. So they're clearly really worried about this.
Yeah, and I'd say I genuinely accept and understand those concerns, which is why we offer the appeal process. The final decision will be taken by the Appeals Committee on the 30th of June. And if they decide, they will walk the route, they will do their own assessment. If they decide that, in their view, it doesn't meet the council's criteria, then free transport will continue to be provided. So we do have that further check and in our systems and processes, and it's right that we do that.
And I just want to read you this text that we've had this morning from James, who says it's not just Milton pupils travelling to Impington VC that are losing their free school bus. Sawston Village College pupils in Stapleford and parts of Great and Little Shelford are similarly affected, and the route to school here remains unsafe in a number of places. So Milton's not the only place where this is happening.
No, I fully accept that and agree with that. We have a rolling program of such reviews, and there are two others. One of this is the Babram, it's Great and Little Shelford to Sawston that's being reviewed, as is Fendington to Horningsey, and they're all at the same stage. They will all have this appeal process for parents to put their views and concerns to a panel of county councillors who have experience in these areas. And as I say, it's right as part of the democratic process that we provide that appeals process.
Hazel, thank you for your time this morning. Hazel Bellchamber there, who's the head of schools organisation and planning at Cambridgeshire County Council.